Taking risks is absolutely terrifying. I'm not here to give you a cookie cutter thing and ignore that it's not scary. I'm not here to be the alpha male morning routine person that's going to tell you that taking risks will change your life and it's easy if you just do it like this. It's not. It's not easy. There's no easy way around it. Your brain is literally built with that flight or fight mode that says, hey, let's save ourselves, not get injured. Let's not put ourselves at risk. It's terrifying, right? It's something that's, it's not easy. But let me ask you this. If you never move, will you be satisfied? If you never make that change, are you happy? Or would you really rather be stuck where you are right now? What's the scarier option? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host. I make videos and podcasts on self-help and relationships. And today we're talking about the relationship you have with yourself. And if you're scared to take risks and how we can get a little bit closer to feeling a little bit more comfortable in taking those risks and how they could change your life. But in the reality of it all, like I said in the intro, I'm not here to make it all sound easy because it's not. But listen to me, everything is easier said than done. Okay? Everything. You can list a whole pile of things. Every single thing in the world is easier said than done. Unless it's a really hard word. Then maybe it's just easy to just look at. I don't know. And today I want to talk about taking risks. And not just the risk like jumping off a cliff or flying across the world or doing these crazy, crazy things in our lives, but more about the risks that we need to take every single day in order to change our lives, in order to move forward, in order to take these small steps that eventually turn into a marathon. So let's talk about it. I think the hardest part with taking risks is not knowing when you should, because the reality of it is... We usually feel quite safe, even when we feel stuck. We feel safe because we're not moving. We feel safe because it's comfortable. We feel safe because we know how every day is going to pan out. We know how our lives are. We just know. And I think what's scary is unknowing. Unknowing? What's scary is the unknown. That's what I meant to say. And so your brain is going to be thinking like, okay, I'm playing it smart. Right? This is the right thing to do, to not move, to not be uncomfortable, to stay where we are. But deep down inside you, there's a part of you that needs change. And I can tell you this right now, right off the bat, the only way that you're going to be able to really, really experience change is if you change your environment. Now, this doesn't have to be move to a new city. This doesn't have to be jump on a plane, go somewhere else. I always give this advice whenever you're feeling anxious, and that is if you feel anxious, you need to change your environment. You need to get up and move. And I think we've kind of fallen into this rut of let's stay on our phones, let's distract ourselves from what we're truly feeling, and then it ultimately doesn't help us. It doesn't make us feel any better. We are in the same spot, we're in the same rut, we're just a little bit deeper, and now our neck hurts, and we have a headache. And that literally doesn't help anyone. But when we feel anxious and we change our environment, what we're doing is actually like we're shocking our system. We're we're telling our system that, hey, this is a change and we're okay with it, right? Because when we go into this mode where we're like, okay, do we either go or do we stay and fight? And what it does is it removes you from that situation. So you are technically using your flight mode, but as you're leaving your environment, you're also going into fight mode because you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm anxious now. How do we fix this at the same time as you are changing your environment? And when you change your environment, the reason why I'm saying this is because when you change your environment, your body changes. Your whole system changes. You get shocked in the best way possible. And I think that's why taking risks in our lives is so important, because if we are constantly in the same environment, not changing at all, we're going to feel the same anxiety. We're going to feel the same depression. We're going to feel the same fight the same battle that we never seem to win. Nothing's going to change unless you change. And the order to change is first to change your environment. And we know that change is scary. We know that taking risks is scary, but let me ask you what's scarier, right? Waking up in 5 years from now, not changing at all, living the same life, having the same struggles, being in the same spot, or you take that risk right now, and maybe those fears and those anxieties might look a little bit different in 5 years from now. They definitely will. We're not going to be the same person 5 years from now. But will you be the person that you want to be? That's what taking risks is all about. But there's this funny thing about fear. Fear drives us. Fear is the thing that is behind every emotion that we feel, right? We're scared to feel anxious. We're scared to feel depressed. We're scared. That's what drives other feelings up the system. Kind of like in your stomach. It just like when you're scared, it just drives this acid. Oh my God, that's a visual. But fear comes when we feel something. Fear comes when we're excited. Fear comes when something matters to us. And I know that you're at the point in your life where you want to take risks, when you feel that nothing matters.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
So let's find out what matters. But first, we need to find out, why do we let fear stop us? So I wrote down three things. And I think we think of risk in the worst possible way. And so we assume that it means, one, losing everything. Two, failing miserably. Or three, looking stupid. And I was a kid that I hated being embarrassed. I mean, that's still my number one fear, is feeling embarrassed. That's something I never want to feel ever in my life. But the truth is, most risks are not life ending. They're life changing. They're just uncomfortable. They're not painful. So if those are the three things that we feel like risks are, then what are risks actually? Well, I wrote down another three things. Imagine that you don't take the risk. You stay where it's comfortable and you do what you've always done. Nothing changes, right? And then one day you realize three things. One, you're still at the job you hate. Two, you're still in the same cycle, wanting more, but never going for it. And three, you're still talking about the dreams that you had years ago, except now that they're further in the back. What happened? Why didn't we take that risk? Not taking risks doesn't mean staying safe. It means staying stuck. That was a lot to digest. That was a lot of like motivation of me just word splurging. So how do we actually take risks? How do we actually implement this into our lives? And for me, the first thing that I did was I started taking small risks. Like I said in the intro, it doesn't need to be massive things. You don't have to move mountains. It doesn't have to be these things that you can't ever take back. It could be small little changes in your life, because these small risks will eventually build up confidence, and it will give you practice that when a big risk comes into your life, you won't have to question whether or not it's right for you. You'll be able to know whether or not you should take it. It will be able to allow you to take risks with confidence. And then the biggest shift that I made in my mind when it came to changing my life is changing the what if. And instead of asking myself, what if I fail? What if I get embarrassed? What if this is the worst thing to ever happen to me? I change it to, what if I succeed? What if this is the best thing to happen to me? What if this changes my life? What if this gives me the life that I've always dreamt of? And it's just this positive affirmation, because life's too short to constantly doubt ourselves. It's true. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. You deserve to feel something. And that something shouldn't be negative. And a thing to point out is that fear and excitement tend to feel the same. Yeah. It's kind of like how nowadays everybody's saying that they have anxiety when they're nervous to do something that they love. And those are just butterflies. But they're saying they feel anxious and they cancel the plans. But what if you didn't cancel those plans? What if you went? What if you went on that date? What if you gave that speech? What if it going on that date meant that you'd marry them in the future? That they would give you the life that you've always wanted and a partner that you've always wanted to be with? What if giving that speech or that presentation eventually made you go on to give TED Talks or to give speeches at big corporations and organizations that changed your life, that then got you a Nobel Peace Prize? Fear and excitement trigger the same response in your body. So the only difference is the story that you tell yourself about it. I've had plenty of moments that I was terrified to take risks. I don't want you to think that, again, I'm this alpha male making a podcast with a mic and being like, oh my God, you got to take risks. These changed my life. It's like, no, some risks didn't change my life. Some risks sucked. Some risks didn't go as planned. This is not necessarily relatable to a lot of people, but there's so many YouTubers that I was going out to collab with when I was 20 years old. They all sent, hey, you got to come out to LA, dude. We're going to collab. It's going to change your life. I flew out to LA 3 times. I never collabed with a single person. They all said they were too busy. They all were busy getting drunk and high, or they were going to a party, or they just wanted to sit on a couch and like do nothing. There was so no motivation there. I paid like $2,000 to fly out there and nobody wanted to work. And I went out there to change my life. It was a risk that I took and it didn't pan out. But you know what it did teach me? It did teach me that taking the risk was for myself. But I was going there with the mindset that I needed them to change my life. But it made me realize that I just needed me. So the story that I told myself at the time was I needed them. Right? And it kind of goes into this whole like let them theory that is going across the internet with Mel Robbins, but Cassie wrote the poem. I'm unsure on that. But you know, I let them not succeed. Not collab with me. And you know, I let that happen. And I became okay with it because I let me go on. And what's an interesting part of this story, which is, I guess it's a little off topic, but it's the personal aspect on my side, is that none of those people are making videos anymore. They all stopped. They all quit because the motivation wasn't there. They were all more successful than me at the time, and now they stopped, and I'm still going. And you can look at that and say like, okay, well, they peaked and then they realized that they should give up. You know, listen, I'm here because I love what I do. I love making these podcasts. I love making videos. I love what I do. And I think that deep down at the time, I was doing it out of fear and I wasn't doing it out of excitement and love. And I've transitioned that into doing it out of excitement and love. And now I love making videos. I love making podcasts. I love doing what I do. And so if you were to implement this into your life, do the things that you love to do. It's if there's a simple aspect to this, it's that you need to do what you love to do. And I promise you, you will get rewarded. And it might not be monetary. It might not be with love, but it's going to be with happiness. It's going to be with self-love, self-happiness. It's going to be with confidence in who you are. Taking risks has nothing to do with anyone else and has everything to do with you. So if you're sitting here afraid to take the next steps, and obviously we're all trying to take next steps into a different direction, to a different destination, but this is your sign to go for it. This is your sign to start taking the small steps and the small risks instead of just trying to plan out to do the big one. Because I'm telling you right now, if you sit down and you plan to take risks, you never will. You have to just do it. And it goes the same with anything. Don't tell the time that you're going to complete something. You should tell the story after you're done. And it's the same. I'm doing it with this podcast. I've been recording this podcast for 7 years, and I've always wanted to do this thing called Relationship Audit. And I released my first episode last week, or the last episode, just 2 weeks ago or something. And I told myself, like, no, I just got to wait until like the idea is more concrete and more final. I thought that 2 years ago, and then it never came out until 2 weeks ago, when I was like, I'm just going to put it up. It might not be the episode that I want. It might not be the thing that I want, but I need to just do it. And doing that, even if it didn't perform that well, it gave me the confidence to keep going. It gave me the inspiration and the excitement to keep making. And I think that's exactly what you need to do. Obviously, you might not be able to relate to a podcast story, but that's my life. I live a weird life. This is just your sign to take the risk. And I know it's scary. But what's worse is waking up years from now thinking about what you wish you would have had if you did take that risk. Take the chance. Make the move. And you can create the life that you want. I promise. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks, because that's the new form of this podcast. I've made changes because of burnout. You're going to get one solo episode and then one relationship audit episode. So that'll be 2 episodes a month. And then I am working on a community in the background where we can all come together and talk about things and post on community boards and ask questions and be more involved. And the next relationship audit, I've been working on voicemails so that you can send in your stories instead of me reading them. And I'm really excited, and I really appreciate all of you. And if you're still listening, please leave a review. It's life-changing if you leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple or anything, or if you just follow along. It means the world to me. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.